I want to welcome my guests into Drive Time, Raytha Stoddard from Starting Point. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, how are you doing?
Nice to see you, Raytha. And Laurie Stearns is an artist in the Valley, and she's got Silver Moon Arts.
Yes, nice to be here.
Nice to meet you. All right, we're talking about an event that's coming up in Freiburg at the Laurel Hill Eastman Performing Arts Center. It's actually at the Pace Gallery, which is inside the Laurel Hill Eastman Performing Arts Center. There's going to be a reception coming up on March 6th, and then a display of art through the month of March. So this is going to be fun. I think we're going to start with Raytha talking about Starting Point.
Starting Point's been here in the Valley through all of Carroll County, providing services for victims of domestic and sexual violence, stalking, and human trafficking. And those services are vast, starting with crisis intervention, 24/7, a shelter, transitional housing, hospital and court advocacy, youth advocacy, prevention in our schools, and so much more. Helping victims move through the crisis and into a state of surviving and thriving.
And you have people that volunteer their time?
Yes. In fact, on a side note, we have some volunteer training coming up in April. So if anybody's interested in that, please contact us at community@startingpointnh.org.
That's men and females.
Yes. Yes.
Do you get many males involved in this?
Not as many as we'd like. Yeah. We do provide services for all victims,
sure.
And we do have some men who volunteer, so we'd like to see more.
And, you can be on Drive Time for that. I've got a big event coming up in March, Strong Women Move Mountains.
This is a collaborative art event that's happening that we have been planning since the summertime. And it started with a conversation of artists thinking that we were feeling a little bit powerless and frustrated with current events. And we all of a sudden looked at each other and said, wait a second, we're not powerless. We have our art, we have expression, and that is how this project was born. And we have been working very hard, and we have surprised ourselves at pulling together a really beautiful show. It is, the focus of the show is a collaborative painting that was done by 9 artists, and we worked together to create an image of Athena in the mountains, and she represents wisdom and courage and inspiration and law and justice, and she's a Greek goddess. And this huge painting is going to be at the show, and it'll be the first time that the public is able to see it. And along with the collaborative painting, about 20 different female artists from the New England area, most of these artists are local, have created 2 or 3 pieces of their own artwork, and this is going to be the gallery show.
This collaborative is going to be kind of the centerpiece of sorts?
It really is, yeah. It really was the very core group of women that got really inspired, decided that we were going to work together and create a beautiful piece of art that represented our efforts to show who a woman of 2020 is, which is a very vast project to undergo.
I imagine. So you had 9 women involved in this. Did you set up like a certain amount of time that you were going to have this done by, or was it open-ended?
No, it was like sending up the space shuttle. Sorry. It was so complicated.
I'll do it.
And it is beautiful. The big showing will be on March 6th. But
how big is it?
Oh, gosh. It's, I'm going to tell you the wrong dimensions, but it's probably about 2.5 feet by 4 feet long. It's a giant painting. Yeah.
And you can get a little peek of it on the Strong Women Move Mountains website.
Yes, which is www.strongwomenmovemountains.com.
It's beautiful.
You got a reception coming up, and everyone's invited to this, I'm guessing.
Yes, it's an open reception. We hope to get a great turnout, people from the Valley and people from away.
That's Friday, March 6th.
Yes, that Friday evening from 5 to 8 is the opening reception. There'll be appetizers, and there'll be wine, and just a lovely evening. Representatives from Starting Point and from the New England chapter of Planned Parenthood, those are the 2 recipients of proceeds from this show, will be there to say a few words.
Are you auctioning off this this big painting?
No, it's for sale.
Oh, it's for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Straight out for sale.
Straight out for sale.
Okay.
Yep.
Some people could buy it that night?
Buy this painting. The collaborative painting is for sale, but will be hanging in the gallery as long as the, as well as the other pieces of art. It'll be there the entire month of March, and all the pieces of art are for sale.
This is a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood of New England and also Starting Point.
That's right.
Free and open to the public to attend.
It is.
And it's from 5 to 8 p.m., and I hope a lot of people come out for this. Oxford House is doing the appetizers.
Oh, yeah. We've got some people who have been really wonderful. Stone Mountain Arts Center in Brownfield has donated all the plates and glassware for us. They also are, through the entire month of February, have been putting a card at all their tables to advertise for us. They're really behind this project. Like you said, the Oxford House is catering the food and drinks. We have had two videos done of this process, and if you go to strongwomenmovemountains.com, you can see those videos.
Pecrin did one and Deb Dawson did one.
They're different lengths, so it'll show us painting and the actual collaboration of the creating this painting.
So you've got this reception on March 6th, and then the gallery with all these paintings are going to be there for, through the month of March.
The gallery opening times are Saturdays and Sundays through the month of March.
Yeah, the Laura Hill Eastman Performing Arts Center, Pace Gallery. You can't miss it. You
can't miss it.
Yeah, so
that's beautiful place.
Starting Point, you collaborate with a bunch of different groups, right? And this is the first time you're collaborating with this group.
Right. It's a perfect collaboration, sort of addressing the inequity of gender in our culture. Women artists have been sidelined throughout history, and so this brings attention to that, and it's one of the founding core, you know, beliefs that we work from at Starting Point to create more equity in our culture.
So it's strongwomenmovemountains.com, and can people visit Starting Point's website, too, for info about this?
Yes, yes.
StartingPointNH.org?
That's right.
Artists Lori Stearns and Raitha Stoddard of Starting Point. Thank you.
Thank you.